I for India. India has the second largest population in the world after China. India is the seventh largest country in the world. India is the second largest English speaking country in the world after USA. And English is not even our first language. The game chess was invented in India. India has over 3 lakh mosques. The number of people traveling in Indian trains every day is equal to the population of Australia. Like 23 million passengers daily travel in 12,617 trains. And that 23 million is the total population of Australia. I mean, this was before the coronavirus lockdown. But yeah, the largest city in India is Bombay. The capital city is Delhi. There are totally 28 states and 8 union territories as of 2020. We have so many religions, language, culture, so many things in our country. Why is India so special? India is special for a lot of reasons. To begin with, if you remember one of our civics lesson, we learned about unity in diversity, where it means that we are all strong and good together in spite of being so different, right? There are so many different people from different caste, religion, language, but we all live together happily like one big family in our society. That is the biggest strength of India. And we are such respectful people. We respect elders, we respect our guests, we respect everybody. There is this word that is very popular in India, which is Atithi Devo Bhava, which means the guest is considered equal to God. So that's why when people visit our house, how do we treat them? We treat them with such respect and lot of care. And that you can see exclusively in India. Yoga and meditation originated here, and people from all over the world come to India to learn yoga and meditation. There are so many religions. Like we have Sikhism, Jainism, Buddhism, Hinduism, Islam, Christianity, Zoroastrianism, Judaism, and there are so many more other religions, and still all of us live together in peace. There are like 1,000 languages, right? More than 1,000 languages, like I said. And the whole concept of joint family, like how all of us live together, right? With our nana, nani, uncle, auntie, mommy, daddy, cousins, all of us live together. And that's a very special concept of India. There are how many festivals? I don't even know. There are so many festivals that we celebrate. Gandhi Jayanti, Republic Day, Independence Day. Apart from all these national festivals, we also celebrate all religious festivals like Diwali, Holi, Durga Puja, Dashara, Eid, Mahavir Jayanti, Christmas, New Year. We also celebrate Mother's Day, Father's Day, Friendship Day. So we are a country full of festival, and we always celebrate everything with joy and happiness. And there are so many old museum, fort, lot of these temple, caves, paintings that are there in India, which is very, very popular all over the world. We have Taj Mahal, one of the wonders of the world. We have Rangoli, which is a very famous kind of art exclusive for India. In a year, so many people from all over the world used to come to India just to look at our culture and our places and just to learn from it. There is so much more about India, and I can keep talking more and more about it. That's how great India is. I know we have a lot of problem. We open the news and we read about a lot of bad things, bad people. I know, but end of the day, India is such a beautiful place. And in spite of all the differences, we managed to live together happily. So I think today's task for you is to find out all these good things about India and choose one thing that you love the most and tell it to your friends.